Siman Tav Kuf Dalad. We did Sefala for Hanim Nishaburis and Sefala for Hanim Nishaburis of Katan Hay. Abu Melach. We said that this is all talking about spices, but salt, that you have to do it, if you want to do it on Yom Tov, you have to do it with a shinui, because you could have done that before Yom Tov, because the flavor does not diminish by the fact you do it before Yom Tov. You go to Melach Gas, there's a circus. The example would be large salt, which needs to be broken up. That's where you would want to. You'd want to crush it. These parallel with some shin chavals of ches, the easier ksisha be melach, and it'll be melach yam shigasim it chilos. The iser of ksisha, tchina, etc., starts with a lar which comes from the sea, which comes out in large crystals, and you want to grind it up into smaller crystals. That's the melach of teichin. Mashik and Melach occurring Salinis Shanasadak Mitchilose. It starts out thin Vachakakni's Bashal Vosimenu ceasing the other. When you dry it out, if you have it in suspended in water and you dry it out, it makes large crystals. And it succeeds minadir, because it started out in smaller pieces. But there, the only issue you would have is marasayin. That the people seeing it will not necessarily know what type of salt it is, and they're going to think that there is an isur of teichin. Now,
where are you?
The Sharatzian and Sukkot Nehei. Tavkuf Dalat says this melach called Salinas. So he quotes it from
Tosis in Beya.
Then he brings to the Chochmas Manoach. Possibly that this min is really called Malpin Zelts, which is common in Russia. And what it was melach Shani's Bashal mean Me Mayonis Hamaluchim. You have springs which are salty. V'shevchon asam b'tfusim, you pour the water out into a form, into like places which are thin. What's the word I'm looking for? Shallow. And there they dry out. You pour the water which is boiled up. You pour it out over there. Miskarish u'miskaper. And when that happens, so they harden. They crystallize and they become large pieces, but they set it out, suspend it. The connection between the crystals is the larger crystals from the smaller crystals is weak. Menidach bekal is broken very easily. As opposed to the ones which you mine from the sea. Which are quite large.
You ever heard of a salty spring?
I have not. I've heard about a salty spring before. But I wouldn't be surprised. There's something I've heard of salt springs. Where is there salt spring? It sounds familiar. I think in the West there's a place which has salt springs. Okay. So now, he said it totally also because of Maris Ayin. So what does that, practically, what does that do for us? So he says in the Sharatzian and Zion that we're going to allow it if you do it with a shinui. So if you want to chop it up with a knife, that's mutter. If you want to put it into the crucible, into the mortar, and pound it like usual, that's us. Vav. So salt you cannot pulverize it on Yom Tov. If you have these herbs that you want to crush, and there's salt mixed in also, so we don't say that the salt makes the spices usher to grind. We say the opposite: the spices makes the salt mutter to grind. Since you're not focusing in on the salt, and for the spices, that's mutter to do it, to pulverize it, so therefore it's mutter for the salt also.
So Rav Melech, that means that it was done deliberately so that it could be crushed? But this is somehow bought that way or collected that way?
I think even if it was done intentionally, not necessarily for the Yontif issue, I'm going to end up making a concoction of the spices with the salt. Why not mix it now and just grind it up all together? It mixes well. Right? But it wasn't done with kavanah as a way to make a mutter yom tov. It was done as a way, you know, because this it was done to grind it together, but that's mutter. So you have to do it differently. So he says the two examples that the Shulchan Aruch gives are either that you tilt the mortar, or you use a pestle. You do it in a bowl, a regular bowl. And so kiyotzebo are similar other changes. So what's an example of that? Mishnah Berurah gives an example in Sukkot and Zion. Normally, that the pestle that they used was made out of stone or some harder substance. So if a person would use a wooden modach, that would be a shinui, a valid shinui. Because.
Sorry, you're probably gonna answer. I was gonna say, how is that so different?
Okay,
go ahead.
Because if the standard was always... You see, the shinui which they did over here, for example, Yodak Bekara is not a tremendous big difference between doing it in a mortar and doing it in a bowl. Right? So, there are matter with... Same thing with the minimal shinui, there are matter. Actually, in halacha, now what is he talking about? Let's say grading these things, the issue which we'll talk about later on the siman, it's relevant to grading. So the shinui that it requires a fairly minimal shinui. Instead of doing it on a regular, normally you grade onto a plate, so you grade onto a piece of paper. That's enough of a shinui.
Just because you can see a difference, you have in mind the difference.
Right. Okay. Then he said ches, because salt, even if you had you ground it before Yom Tov, it still would not lose any flavor. Shem Shachar HaMelech. Now, v'yesh poskim shekosu d'huadin me'mini tavolin shein mafing in tam. There are certain spices which do not, the flavor does not diminish. You're going karkim shekar and zafran. Do you do a shein mafing tam? The nature of saffron is it doesn't diminish. I gave that example of something that diminishes yesterday. It was a mistake on my part. So you knew you needed karkim, and karkim said, "Well, you could do it equally before Yom Tov and on Yom Tov, it'll be the same result." And you knew you needed it. So in that situation, you cannot grind it without doing some type of a shinui. So he says you should be chashir for that shita. So he said, the next thing he said is you can't grind pepper or mustard in its rechaim because it's uvda l'chol. Should love the uvda l'chol. Tfei, it's more of a weekday type of action to do it in its natural in its designated grinder than doing it in a mortar and pestle. Okay, that's one explanation. Second explanation. In other words, we said Teichen was Osir. We just said there are certain scenarios of Teichen which are Mutter. So the question is, how do we deal with this scenario of Teichen? So we're saying that this opinion says, when you do it in a normal fashion, you're dealing with the Isra of Teichen. But I feel right to last or Shinui. Here over here, even if you do it in with some minimal Shinui, for example, grind them one at a time. So grinding one peppercorn at a time is like not normal way to do it. You only put X amount of peppercorns in there and you grind them up. Or mustard seeds. You don't take one mustard seed at a time. That's It's clearly a shinui. He says, still it's osur. Nami osur b'rechaim. Because b'rechaim, it's still osur. Okay. Yeah, we asked yesterday, what about coffee? Wouldn't litchon kava b'rechaim shalahen, nami osur, al yitlis b'matashas. So you want to grind it in a mortar and pestle, a coffee bean, I have no problem. But to do it in its regular rechayim, that goes into this iser. You cannot do it in its regular rechayim. If a person has a manual coffee grinder, and he buys fresh beans and he grinds them himself, so you could not be using that. You could not use that on Yom Tov.
So we say, from Risha on is mortar.
Right.
So I can imagine that somebody's making a specialty type bread, so maybe he wants to grind pepper into it. So would that be okay? Because it's from Risha on, even if he grinds it in the pepper mill?
Well, yeah, but the issue was, the reason we said there was a heter is because the tchina process... The tchina process of... spices is different than the tchina process of grains, etc. So grains are not mutter. Grains, legumes, etc. would not be mutter. But the spices, it's mutter because in spices generally they were done in small amounts. They were done immediately adjacent prior to using them. And the surah of the malacha was a different malacha. The its rechayim, etc. was different than the rechayim of the large one. But this opinion over here is saying that which we're saying that's also to do with a peppercorn or a mustard seed in a rechaim is not because of the chol, it's also because this is mamash teichet. Now, we're right now going with this opinion, but we don't differentiate like that. So according to them, a pepper mill is a problem. Right? So it goes under the regular umbrella of the malach of teichet, which betzim is also.
Yeah.
So even though you're doing it for Uncle Nevis purposes, it doesn't help. Yeah.
So what is, maybe you're about to say this, so what is the alternative of coffee? What is your...
So what you can do it in a mortar and pestle. Then he sends you to the Ein Be'er Locha. Takes you to the Be'er Locha over here. So in the Be'er Locha, he says, which it starts on the previous omelet, and Shechem is a Palam Rechem Shalahem. So he starts off with so that the Rashba. And Be'ah says the argument is Uvda Lechol, but the Rashi and Shabbos says it's actually Techen, and that's Ramban, that's a Ritva, and that's the Buddhist Kurdish, which is also written by the Rashi. So the Rashi and Be'ah is not like the Rashi and Shabbos, nor the Rashi and Buddhist Kurdish. They said it's Mamash Techen, it's Mamash Techen.
Who does?
Then, so halfway down the page.
Who says
that? Sosi, L'chayonim, Shekosim, the Rashba, who would mean a rice. Do you see that? In the Berlocha. Actually, on the next page. But halfway down. L'chayim Metzosi, the last two words of the line. Everyone, you see it?
Halfway down?
Halfway down the
Kuvir
Ches? Kuvir Ches, halfway down the Bir Locha. The last words of the line of Rechen Metzosi.
A little less than half.
A little less than half. The first words in the next line, Lechayodim. Rechen Metzosi, Lechayodim, he says, Karn the Rosh, but Zanisha the Reis. Yeah, you see it?
Okay.
And he says, In Cain, who was in the Tochim Kavi, Berechayim Shalem, Shisra Gomer, then it means grinding coffee and it's regular milk. We go into the same, it would be in a certain, according to Rashi, it's the Ramesh. Now, if Yofik Tam Ksaz, Kishiyichtesh B'mavteshes, Gam Kilomahan, even though you're going to tell me that if you do it in a mortar pestle, it loses a little bit of flavor compared to the way you do it in the Rechayim, it's not going to be mutter. Akuponim, Karam Lisha, Lahutra Melacha, before Lisha is not mutter unless you do it with a different Shina. Al Yesh HaChalak B'Zeh B'Lomer. So I could still make a difference. Okay. Even according to the Rashba, the Rashba says that grinding papalin and a chardol in the Rechaim is the Raisa, might be masking other things are not the Raisa. How is that? Mikomokim, it's important. Nimsar Adavar L'Dei Chachamim. The decision, what's also the rice and what's not also the rice, it was given over to the Chum to decide. And the defining elements of whether it's also the rice or not is how much you do one time for an extended period. I grind now to use over the next few weeks. I don't grind every time I use, I grind once to use it for a few weeks. That's that I'm doing a lot at one time. That's the only difference. Chavos Chaim says I can find between using the mill, which, due to its ease, etc., was allowed to process more, a lot, significantly more, as opposed to machteshes, which you would just do a minimal amount. So that's the nafkamina. He says, well, there's what's the nafkamina between the two? Machteshes and Shav is a person who grinds something in machteshes and isad the raisa. Except that's considered a shinui. So why is Mateshes Mutter and Rechaim Mutter? Can't be because of the Shina, because the Shabbos Mateshes is Chayim. So the answer is the reason it's considered a Shina because what's Mashur about in a Mateshes you only do small, very small amounts as opposed to in Rechaim you do large amounts. Gubur Rambam etc. Ayin Shul. Barak Mishum the Mateshes Derech Litosh Rash LeYoyma. The difference is that Mateshes was normal to do with one day's words, as opposed to Rechaim, which you did longer. The reason why the Rosh Hashanah arises is because you do a lot at one time for a long to be used over a period of time. And after Lord the Gamar Chaim, she also had a dafka becoming for Palan or Cardinal. She had been there Rusa Mechidas Pamachas, but Chaim Masvik Leimim Harbe. Pepper and mustard they're very strong, so you can grind the ones and it lasts a few weeks and it won't really lose its flavor. So that's good. Something which there's an immediate diminishing of the real significant diminishing of the flavor. You're not going to do once for a long period of time. That's ridiculous. It'll end up tasting like nothing. Because the rash of the head, the rest goes. In Cain, after the Lord of the Gamar Chaim, she also handled after becoming relevant. He says the derech was to do a lot, of, you know, for a longer period of time. A person has a personal coffee grinder; they're small. You only grind one or two cups worth at a time. After the Bezillah goes to Chachamim, maybe that case is not awesome.
That's not about to ask that. What if somebody grinds daily?
Because since its flavor is not as powerful as, let's say, pepper or mustard. But rather, it's a delicate flavor, which loses a lot of flavor after it's ground. So in that situation, I could argue that it would be mutter to use a rechai. The chayim is makel that much, at least a mirla akum to grind it in a rechayim is mut. Rasha akum itcha b'shin tzas, because in doitel a table k'tana b'shem mekabel sakab mitchina nikra shinui. So what's the shinui shinui? So normally you would put a little container there to catch the ground coffee. Let it fall onto the table instead. That's a sufficient shinui. Okay. So it comes out at the end of the day that he argues possibly a coffee grinder would be mutter. Mm-hmm. Different than pepper or mustard. Okay. So again, this all started because the Machaber said the problem is of the Lechol, and the Mishabur brought a second sheet which says it's not also of the Lechol, which is in the Rabbanan, and looks like weekday, but it's Mamash, it's the rice. So he said, well, this is the rice, so it has relevance to other areas. So that's how we got this discussion about coffee. So what can you do? You can't do them in the Merei Chaim, but you have to do them in the Meducha, in the mortar. Okay. Al-Dachus Amiyu Da'at Yoshala Yodachus Am Elamash Tzarkli Yemzeh Filahachim Yamtiv Sheni Namin Asa. We said before, you have no heter to be mechin, so you're allowed to grind that which you need for now. You can't say it's all one maizah. It's not really one maizah. Every time he cranks it, he's doing a different maizah. Or whoever was the hand machine, whatever he went around, whatever it is. That's all a different maizah. Okay, then he's Mishaburi at Aleph. Okay, me and Noriga must have coming on. Even though the Mechaber said that grinding spices is mutter, our minhag is to do a little bit of a shinui. Yud Aleph. A tam yishum the yesh person of him remember the gamani tavol and mafig and tam ain mutter the dochem biyamtiv and kedarke lam kein lo yodam me esmos asarach lehem biyamtiv shesarach biyamtiv because only the vrem lechatchila. There's opinions which say even by spices which do lose flavor, if you knew that you were planning to use it before yamtiv, we would expect you to prepare it before yamtiv, which you chose not to. So that's tough luck. We're not going to help you. The only case which is mutter is a case where you didn't know that it was that you needed it before yamtiv. I said it was before yamtiv. So he says we're machmir with that shita. It's coming like, according to that shita. So we're chashuv their opinion that even tzvolim which are mefik tam, it's not going to be mutter unless you do a shinui. Miu gam mehem loy omr ela b'tzvolim. This is all talking about even they which are mach, where they're talking about dry herbs, avol b'shum, garlic, botsa, onion. Veshachalayim is the type of what's called a watercress or a cress. Kliyam ein lo ledoichem erev yomtiv. Fill yodah sheyitzarach lehem lemocher shemafigin tamam legamrei miskalkul. These things you grind them beforehand; they totally lose their flavor, etc. That even according to this opinion, you're not mechiv de machmer and do it at erev yomtiv. You wait till when you need it on yomtiv. Okay, v'yeshikasu. And Rishon Bura said, in case you didn't know before and that you needed this spice, I lost my thought.
whether you could do it beforehand.
Before, if you knew beforehand or not, right? So in case you knew beforehand, you expect to do it beforehand. The only ones if you knew didn't know beforehand. Some say, "Ain chil ben yadam yasam lo yadam." Well, gavne ain lo nergim lo zepu yamzav elam ken ayde ezer shinoi. Tzarkach he ha'am zchurim she'asal lo zech rak mashat tzarich lo tzayim. This way we'll have a reminder that this day's amount that you need is minimal. Don't do more than that, because there's definitely no hefty to do more than the amount that you need for today. I mean, within reason, you might overestimate, case you're not sure how much you need, but you can't just keep going beyond that. So what's going to remind people to do that? The fact that you're doing with the shinui.
There's a question. That was not this specifically, just in general. So it's about Marasayan. There's an issue that I don't completely understand. If something is a career, something is a not, like this. Say, you don't do it this way because otherwise people get it wrong, and you do it the right way and people understand or whatever. But you're doing this at home, in the house. Who's seeing this? That's something done in public that people can misinterpret.
First of all, I'm not sure that in Bisman Chazal that was necessarily 100% correct. You know, a lot of their activities were not done in the house. The houses were very minimal.
Yeah, but this is Mishnah Berurah.
Well, once Chazal made Gzeirah. He said this Marasayan was also Medina to Gemara, not it wasn't Mar. There are two types of Marasayans. There's more than two types of Marasayans.
But Mishnah Berurah is telling us that people are going to get the wrong idea. This
was
100 years ago, so he knew this was done at home.
Oh yeah, this wasn't a Maris. This punct over here wasn't the Maris. The Maris I mentioned earlier in Mishnah Berurah was the Maris from the Gemara, the case of the Malach.
No, yeah. But Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the people are going to remember.
No, this is just this. I tell a person to do with a shinui, that'll be a reminder that you should limit them the amount that you're going to do. It wasn't a Maris issue. It was a Gzera type of an issue. If I let the guy do it regularly, which maybe theoretically that's mutter, the person might forget that he needs to do a limited amount. That group that we make him do with a shinui will be a reminder: don't do more than you need.
All right. Okay.
But you're right. The general question: Marasayans are interesting because there are some Marasayans. That did have a Rav. Rav said that whatever Chazal asked because the Marasayan is also even b'chadri chador. Once Chazal asked because the Marasayan is also even if it's in a totally private place. That's how much Chazal said it's a Marasayan. So Chazal designated as Marasayan and Chazal asked because the Marasayan now becomes an Isser itself. So it's no longer also because the Marasayan, it's also because it's also. So once it's also, you can't do it anyway, even though nobody's there. There's a second then of Marasayan, which is that Chazal did not ask it at all. It wasn't, but a person has a chiyuv to be careful with what he does. And that applies, so that's only also if there's somebody there who could be aware of it. There's nobody aware of it, it's mutter. Let's give you an example. My wife was many, many years ago, I'm talking about 30 years ago. She taught a biology class, so she wanted to dissect clams. So she went to the store and bought clams. So she called the rabbi, does she have a shalva of Marasayan to go to the store and buy clams? She went to A&P, the good old A&P days, you know, it used to be A&P. Yeah. So the rabbi said, yeah, it's a problem of Marasayan. And that's not a Marasayan of the Gemara. The Gemara never asked her buying chayfah food because of Marasayan. But there is a Marasayan, you're lucky not, you know, people shouldn't see a person looks for him. Or the nose room buying somewhere which is clearly trafe. So he said, but since it's not an issue dinner the Gemara, so if you go to a place where there's no Jews around, there's no issue Marasayan. It's not a chilshan, it's a question people will, you know, mistaking and, you know, drawing wrong conclusions and either being chashed you or doing the wrong thing based on what they saw by you doing. Well, if so and so can do it, I can do it too. It's probably mutter. So she went to this store. Remember, she went to A&P. That there's A&P was like way out in this neighborhood, which is like, you know, totally ethnic, Polacks and Czechs and Slovaks, and you know, like, you know, the Cleveland is a blue collar city, you know, with all these blue collar workers who lived over there. She said, "Some of there's no Jews around that lives in that. There's no Jews in the neighborhood for sure, right? The Jews should come to the store, pung to Mehecha Daisy, you know." So she went there to buy. So, but in a case where nobody, those type of things, where nobody's going to see it, it'll be mutter.
Yeah, I'll put it back for you later. That's fine.
Okay. Beis. Sif Beis. What do I look for? Umoduch etzel meducha. Umoduch etzlom. So there are some rabbim. I'll be sure you actually have lichem erev yom. So he said, look, that whatever you can do before you, there's two elements of Kiddush over here. One is he's doing a tzor, and maybe he'll end up never doing it. So, you know, using the item, and A, B, you should have done it before Yom Tov, besides still Mutter. Yud Beis, Mordech Etzel Meducha, Mordech Haino of Abuchna, Shemakim of Besecha Meducha. So the Mordech is the banger, which we call the pestle, which you use to bang at something in the crucible, which we call a mortar. The way I remember it, just which one's the mortar, which one's the pestle, in case you ever, I'm sure you probably just remember it, but I always found it confusing, that the reason why it's called a pestle is because it's shaped fairly similar to the pistols that you have, the pestle that you have in a flower. It's like a bulbish coming up to a thing. That's where the name comes from, actually. So that's how I remember it. Now, it doesn't help you from Mordech HaMaducha. It helps you from mortar and pestle. But it doesn't help you from Mordech HaMaducha. I feel that Derek, which is the Rambam, the Mordech is...
Pestle in the flower?
In the flower, there are something called pistols or pistols. So pistols are the same shape. The pestle is the same shape as the pistol. Phil Derek, which is the Rambam, Mordech HaShin and Dilma Mimlech Bola Yaduch, Menim Shashahoitzi Yishalad HaTzarech. We don't make exactly that maybe he'll start doing this. You know, I don't need the spices, and he ends up carrying it, schlepping it for no reason. It's still mutter to do that. Okay. Gimel. Ein kosheshin harifois b'machteshes gedolot. The shin over here, which was using a small, much smaller container to pulverize it in, which would be what you'd have to do a smaller amount and do it more times, etc. So that's the shinning. Rivas was a type of a grain. It was it's supposed to spices. Now it's a case of a grain, which you would cook it would clump together. It would be large pieces. Ube'eretz Yisrael filah b'ketana zoser. We're not sure what Chazal meant when they said large or small. Yesh lesser akol. So we can't rely on our picture of large and small compared to Chazal, what they meant. Okay, next. Hagot. When what's a ligur gavina b'yom tov ayadei klisha humar chorutz? You can use a grater to grate cheese on yom tov. Same way we said before, when you pulverize the salt, crush the salt, you need to do it with a shinik saz, which is you tilt it or you do it in a bowl or something on a plate. So also you have to do it differently. Within matzahs, you're allowed to grind matzahs on yom tov below shinik without any shinik at all.
Once
it's been ground once, the din of tchina doesn't apply a second time. Okay.
What is Mori Chavitz?
Mori Chavitz was a grater.
Okay.
Like a box grater, you know, or actually probably it's more like a straight grater than a box grater. But either one is to be the same thing. Okay, a lot of mishmer over here. Yud be yud dalit. And kushin harifus. Tzel kama tchina gemura v'shalser v'yamta. That's regular tchina, which is aser. It's a large amount, a large container. So it goes similar to regular teichet. Kama shem pepalin berachaim shalom. Just like pepalin and their mill are aser. So harifus in a large matesh is aser. V'im kiteish. That not only is it also to do it, you cannot benefit from the act of doing it either. So he said that doing it in a small one is considered a shinri. Shazel shinri shaloh. It doesn't grind well down to a small amount in a small area, in a small crucible. It doesn't have a lot of room to grind. So you can knock it down to being small enough that you normally want to do, which is within a smaller one. Where it's Israel. Eretz Israel is even a katana zasa. So what's that about? Comparison Yesh has many explanations. Yesh Bevarshim Dosa Eretz Israel, Mashim Zahir Regilim, Lahaksik, Avodim, Umazal Zalibizat. They were common, they have servants, and servants used to be careless with this issue. They didn't take it seriously. Shoysin kedarkin b'chol. They did it like in the regular weekday nanyantiv fashion. V'armer mektana sino. They said we didn't do it a big one. We did a small one. So, if that was the problem which they had the fichuch osu chachamim legarme. They said over here, listen, I don't care what size you did it. It's awesome. So the problem was starting from that there was an abuse of this heter that people were doing in the large one and claiming they did it in the small one. Prove me wrong, right? So we said, you know what? Over here, no matter how you do it, it's awesome. If that's the explanation, so are we like the Eretz Yisrael group or like the non-Eretz Yisrael group? The answer is, well, are we a place where avadim are common? Places where they have avadim. So then it's going to be also, because that was the reason why Chazal Asir, because of the problem of the Avodim taking advantage of the system, abusing it, so what we need it for? That's one explanation. Yesh Kosu, the Eretz Yisrael, and Ayachitim, and Shubachim, Shein Miskalkalim. The grain, which you make the reefers out of, some type of porridge.
Some like that. Reefers?
Yeah. The grain in Eretz Yisrael wasn't miskalkal. And therefore, if you ground them from a four yomtiv earlier on, it would still have a good flavor. If that's true, tir lahem, chacham only tishri yomtiv. Once that's true, that they have this milah, that their items can sit for a much longer shelf life after they've been ground and still taste good, taste basically the same. So there's no head to grind it on yomtiv. Kain hu adin the b'chamakim umakim shachitim toivim v'enim kamim imir yichalim nidoechem milatay yomtiv. So a place where if you did it before Yom Tov, the flavor would be just the same as if you did it on Yom Tov itself. It's not nifkam. The flavor isn't affected negatively by the fact that you've done it from the day before. So it's also to do it on Yom Tov. That fits into the rule of... In other words, the rule is either Eretz Yisrael is different because of they have a problem with the avodim taking advantage of it, or is it different because... The what you're getting is a better type of a thing, which is not miskalkal. So and we said enough. We haven't seen the tzupshat. The third explanation. They ate daisa constantly. Since they ate daisa a lot, they ate a lot of this farina, this cream of wheat, this ground wheat. So they never did it in small ones. In Babel they did that a lot. So they always did it in large amounts. So therefore, place you always do it in large amounts. If you do it now in a small amount, that's the valid shin. Therefore, now in Yomtiv you're using a smaller one. Like, what's going on? Oh, that's a good shin. They didn't use wheat for this on a regular basis. So they were like a shum shin in Yomtiv. So there was, in Eretzel it was not common. So they used to do it in a smaller one. So it comes out you have no shinui. With hachiyos, so therefore it's aser. Well, then bismanenu totally began came bezeh. He made derech lisa shmitkana b'chol shari. If you don't normally use a small one during the weekdays, it's going to be mutter. And if you do, it's going to be aser. So he gave us three explanations why Eretz Yisrael is a problem and Babel is not a problem. Because if they had a vodim which are mezalzel, and if you have a vodim nowadays which are mezalzel, you can't do this. And because Eretz Yisrael, the wheat was better tasting wheat, it didn't lose its flavor. And then he said the third explanation is because they in the bubble they were common to always make a larger amount as opposed to over here it was always done in a smaller amount. That's holding.